Cron, one of the vice presidents, is here, and Howard Johnson, the president and the CEO, is here as well.
今天他们当中有位副总裁，还有他们的总裁和主运行官Power Johnson 也在我们当中。
And I'm going to share a few thoughts, and then I'm going to ask Howard to come and make his presentation for us.
我和大家先做一些简短的分享，然后我们请那个 Power 来跟我们来分享。
The sons of Korah cried out in Psalm 84, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty!"
可拉的后裔，他们在诗篇第八十四篇当中，他们呼求，他们说，万军之耶和华，你的愿语何等的可爱。
My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord.
我的灵切慕可想耶和华的愿语。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God.
我宁愿在神的殿中做一个守门人。
Now, the sons of Korah were speaking about the earthly physical temple where God uniquely revealed himself.
那么这里考拉的后裔他们所说的是那个神选择唯一的一座在地上的一个实体的建筑来向他的子民显现。
God was never and he will never be confined to an earthly structure, but he can be met in and through the activities that take place in that structure.
神不曾也永远不会局限于任何一座地上的建筑物，但是他可以在那个建筑物里，通过在那个建筑物里的活动来被我们遇见。
I believe that we have an opportunity before us to introduce more people to our Lord God Almighty.
那么今天我们就有这样一个机会，能介绍更多的人来认识我们万能的耶和华神。
And I happen to believe that a new and an improved church facility will help us to enhance our present ministries and to embark on additional ministries.
而我呢，就相信一个更好的一个新的教会的设施，能够帮助我们更加优化我们目前已有的事工，而且有机会能够开始更多的新的事工。
I'd like you to consider just for a moment our most recent barbecue or other banquets that we have held.
那我就想邀请大家一起来回想一下我们最近举行的这个烧烤的聚会或者是其他的一些宴会活动。
As you have experienced, our facility is crowded and it is noisy.
大家都经历过就是我们的这个设施呢很拥挤而且很嘈杂。
Now, we don't have enough room for everyone to be seated at a table.
我们没有足够的空间可以让每一个人都就坐。
The space is not conducive to experiencing meaningful conversations.
这个空间也无助于让我们的会员们能够有意义的深入的谈话。
And some choose not to attend our fellowship events because of this lack of space.
那有些人就是因为这个空间的缘故呢，他们选择不参加我们的聚会活动。
And if we proceed with a new facility, then this will greatly improve the situation.
那如果我们决定重建一个新的设施的话，那就可以大大的改善这个状况。
Our present kitchen, it's woefully inadequate.
那我们现有的厨房大家也都知道是非常的缺乏。
Can you imagine how much better it would be to have a spacious commercial kitchen to prepare for our fellowship meals?
大家想象一下，如果有一个很宽敞的商业化的厨房来为我们大家的聚会来提供饭食。
Or imagine being able to host a community meal for single parents and their children.
再设想一下，我们可以为社区的单亲家庭来提供饭食。
Or provide a hot breakfast for underserved school children.
或者为有困难的这个学龄儿童来提供一个热的早餐。
Or consider our ministry to youth.
再想想我们的青少年事工。
A few years ago, they gave up their dedicated youth room so that we could begin the Mandarin worship service.
几年以前他们把他们专用的那个聚会的房间奉献出来好让我们的国语敬拜可以开始。
Well, if we had a new facility, then we would be able to restore and expand a meeting place for our youth.
那如果我们有了一个新的设施以后呢我们就可以还给我们的青少年一个更大更好的聚会场所。
What about a gymnasium?
那么还有体育馆呢
A gymnasium would allow for larger outreach events.
一个体育馆可以让我们来举办更大的这个外展活动。
Imagine offering, let's say, badminton lessons and playing time for organizing a drop-in basketball game for those out in our neighborhood who do not attend any church.
大家可以想象一下如果我们可以为那些在我们的社区中从来不去教会的人比如说提供一个羽毛球班一个聚会打球的时间比如说就是灵活机动的他们可以来参加一些篮球比赛
And a new gymnasium and the added classroom space would allow us to double maybe even triple the size of ourDance Fit Class, or GO2, or our summer day camp.
那么一个新的体育馆还有更多的那个教室的空间可以允许我们现有的这个舞蹈健身 GO2, 还有夏令营的日营呢它这个范围呢规模呢可以翻倍甚至扩大到三倍。
In a new facility, there would be vastly improved opportunities to serve families with nursery and preschool-aged children.
那么这个新的设施也可以让我们为有婴幼儿的家庭、有学龄前儿童的家庭提供更好的设施。
Families want to entrust their children to churches that have modern, clean, and spacious facilities.
那么这样的家庭他们愿意把他们的孩子托付给一个有现代化的清洁的并且宽敞的设施的教会
Now I know we're trying hard but sadly our musty and tattered and cramped spaces in this building are simply not very appealing
我知道我们都已经尽了最大的努力了但是很不幸的是我们这个拥挤的甚至有些发霉的有些破败的育婴房对大家来说确实不怎么有吸引力
Maybe we would even consider providing after school care or tutoring programs for the children in this neighborhood
我们甚至可以考虑提供课后的看顾包括一些家教项目给这个社区的家庭
And I think with more and with better classrooms, it would allow us to offer a first-rate ESL program or other educational opportunities for those who are out in our community.
那有一个更大更好的校舍的话，也可以允许我们为这个教会里进进出出人他们提供更多更好的一流的 ESL 的教育或者一些其他教育机会。
And think about the ability to optimize our resources by getting rid of duplication.
那么大家再想想，如果我们能够通过避免这个重复的工作，来更加的优化使用我们的资源。
In a new facility, we would be able to worship simultaneously.
那么在这个新的设施里，我们各项的几堂的敬拜可以同时进行。
And staff only one Sunday school program and only one children's church ministry instead of the present two.
那么我们就可以只用一堂主日学，只要一套儿童的这个教会儿童事工班子。那目前呢，我们是要两套。
Now I haven't asked Eliza, but I suspect that this would make it a lot easier to recruit and retain teachers and assistants.
我还没有问过 Eliza, 但是我相信呢，这样会允许我们能够更好的、更有效的能够征召这个儿童主日学的老师，并且留住他们。
Now, if we proceed with redevelopment, we will have a facility that will make a very clear impact statement in our city.
如果我们决定推进这个重建，我们将会在这个城市当中啊有一个更清晰的、更明确的影响力。
Based upon the proposed design, which you will get to see at the open houses and then on September the 22nd, there isn't going to be any confusion about this facility being a church.
基于我们目前有的设计方案，大家在9月22号的开放日当中也可以看得到，就是对于我们教会对于这个新的设施，这个教会的定义是非常明确的。
And we will be able to declare that we are going to remain in this neighborhood for the long haul.
那么我们可以传递一个很明确的信息，就是我们将长期扎根在这个社区。
We will become a more visible focal point for those people who are walking or are driving by.
对于那些走路经过我们教会或者开车经过我们教会的人，我们的教会也将更加醒目。
And just imagine hosting temporary art exhibits or concerts in a grand and dramatic foyer.
大家就想象一下，如果我们可以在这样一个高大庄严的大厅里来举办一些，比如说临时的艺术展览或者是音乐会。
We will have a beautiful, inspirational, and welcoming facility which will attract visitors.
我们将会有一个很美的富有令人鼓舞的并且热情好客的这样一个设施来欢迎我们的到访者。
And visitors will become converts as we share our space and our friendship and our faith with them.
当我们与这些到访者来分享我们的空间，我们的友谊和我们的信仰，那这些到访者就可以也能够来认识耶稣。
One final observation I will make, and then I'll ask Howard to come with his presentation.
在邀请 Howard 来做他的演示之前，我还要再提一点。
With the residential towers as part of our redevelopment vision, we will be granted the opportunity to interact with and to serve those living above.
我们把这个民用的居住楼作为我们重建的意向当中的一部分，这样就给我们提供了一个机会与住在楼里的这些人来互动并且来为他们服侍。
James's definition of true religion will be a ministry focus for us.
那么雅各关于真信仰、真的虔诚，他的这个定义将会成为我们事工的注目的焦点。
In James 1 verse 27, he says that looking after orphans and widows is true religion.
在雅各书一章二十七节当中，他说过，照顾孤儿寡母，那才是真正的虔诚。
Please just read the Chinese version up there while I read the English. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows.As well, Job was commended in Job 29 because he rescued the poor and he took up the case of the stranger.
那同样的，约伯在第二十九章当中，他也因为他照顾穷苦人，并且查考不认识的人的这个案情而受到赞许。
Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me because I rescued the poor, I took up the case of the stranger.
约伯记二十九章十一到十六节，耳朵听我的就称我有福，眼睛看我的便称赞我，因我拯救哀求的困苦人，素不认识的人，我查明他的案件。
And then Isaiah 58 verse 7 says that God has chosen his people to provide the poor wanderer with shelter.
在以赛亚书58章当中那么也说到神拣选他的子民为那困苦的流浪人提供居所。
Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter?
以赛亚书五十八章六到七节，我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下轭上的锁， 是被欺压的得自由，折断一切的轭吗？不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中吗？
Finally, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 3 says, there is a time to tear down and a time to build.
最后，传道书三章三节当中说，拆毁有时，建造有时。
I happen to believe that we are at that time.
我相信我们就是处在这样一个时候。
We have an opportunity to improve and expand our ministry to those spoken about by James and Job and Isaiah.
我们现在有一个机会通过扩展加强我们的事工来服侍雅各书约伯书约伯记和以赛亚书当中提到的那些需要的人们。
Our sisters and brothers,over the past 50 years made huge sacrifices and invested large amounts of money to buy this land.
我们的弟兄姐妹们在过去的50年间做出了很多巨大的奉献，然后付出了很多的金钱来购买这片土地。
To build this church and to pay off the debts.
来建造了这座教堂，也付清了债务。
And initiate and maintain many ministries.
发起了并且持续了很多很多的事工。
We are here today because of their generosity.
我们能够今天在这里是因着他们的慷慨。
And I believe that now we have the opportunity to expand upon their generosity and to see their sacrifice carried forward for the next 50 years.
我们今天 来到这里能够有机会能够继续能够扩张他们所做出的奉献，而且使他们所付出的能够持续到下一个五十年当中。
I believe that their investment was for such a time as this.
我相信他们的投资也就是为了今天这样的一个时刻。
And so I encourage us, let's build, let's serve, and let's make an even greater impact in our city for the glory and the honor of our Lord God Almighty.
所以我鼓励大家，让我们一起来建造，让我们一起来服侍，然后让我们在这个城市当中能够发挥更大的影响力，将一切的荣耀和尊荣都归于我们的主耶稣基督。
Howard, would you come now please and introduce us to Baptist Housing?
那么我们现在请 Howard 上来，来为我们介绍这个Baptist Housing。大家早上好。
Baptist Housing is a non-profit.
Baptist Housing 是一个非牟利机构。
Baptist Housing Ministry to Seniors began in 1964.
那么Baptist Housing 从1964年开始就开始来为长者提供居房居住。
Baptist Housing is a part of the Fellowship Pacific Baptist Churches in BC.
Baptist Housing 也是太平洋区敬联会的成员之一。
Oak Ridge Baptist Church is also a part of the Fellowship Baptist Churches in BC.
那我们的OBC 的浸信会兴旺爱堂也是这个组织。
This actually makes us family.
所以我们实际上是一家人。
We are a sister organization.
我们是姐妹机构。
Baptist Housing has been growing ever since.And is motivated by our faith.
这个 Baptist Housing 过去经历了持续的增长，也是通过也是借着我们的信心、我们的信仰来获得了持续的增长。
To do good works in the love of Jesus.
我们要借着耶稣基督爱的名来做善工。
I'll show the next slide.
让我们来看下一个 PowerPoint.
Baptist Housing has a relationship and partnership.With Fellowship Pacific Baptist.
Baptist Housing 呢有跟太平洋地区的浸信联会教会联会是有很深的关系。
We support and assist our fellowship and their agencies.
我们支持我们所有的团契和他们所有的机构。
By providing grants and support through advice.
通过向他们的运营来提供就是建议。
Specifically, spiritual care volunteer training.
特别是关于关于属灵方面的关顾这方面的培训。
Scholarships to our church leadership and pastors.
为我们教会的领袖他们的培训，包括牧师的培训，提供奖学金。
Scholarships to immersed students who are our future church leaders.
为那些参加进入式神学教育的学生，来培养他们成为我们未来教会的领袖。
Grants to Camp Quanos and Sunny Bray Bible Camp.
Camp Quanos, 还有
Sunny Break,
Bible Camps, 这两个机构我们也为他们提供这个助学金。
Which are reaching our youth.
他们的服事目标主要是我们的青少年。
Wings.
还有 Wings.
Which is a ministry serving women and children fleeing domestic violence.
是专门服事能够他们经受了家庭暴力的妇女和儿童的。
Vancouver Urban Ministries
和温哥华市区事工组织
supporting them in the education of underprivileged and challenged kids
支持他们关于家庭有困难的包括是贫困家庭的儿童教育
New Hope Community Services Society
这个新希望社区事工组织
Which is a service providing housing to refugees.
是为了为难民提供住屋的一个组织。
We also provide endowments and gifts for the ongoing work.
我们也不断的持续的为
continue endowments and gifts to the Fellowship Pacific.
我们也持续的为这个浸联会来提供财务上的支持。
And Northwest Baptist Seminary.
和西北区的浸信会的论坛提供支持。
All of this is part of our family.
所有我刚才提到的这些组织都是我们大家庭的一部分。
And Baptist Housing is a part of that and has been supporting.
那么 Baptist Housing 就是这个家庭的一部分，而且一直在这个家庭当中为大家提供支持。
Next slide.Our communities, we serve 18 residences across BC.
在我们这个组织当中，我们在服事有整个 BC 地区有18个这样的项目。
We serve seniors with independent living apartments.
我们为长者提供他们可以自理的单独居住的这样的公寓。
Assisted living suites.
还有有帮助有支持的这样的那个套间
long-term care
还有长期的看顾设施
affordable rental apartments
可负担的出租单位
and our residents allow seniors to age in their homes
那我们的这样的居住场所可以允许长者在他们自己的家中来慢慢的老去
and transition in their care needs
在他们所需要的各种层次的看顾上面能够平和的过渡。
Next slide. Living life to the fullest.
那让他们能够尽量的能够享受他们的生活。
It's important to create a home for our residents.
那么很重要的是要为我们的这个居民呢能够提供一个家的感觉。
And that they can live to their fullest independence.
那么可以让他们尽可能呢能够自理能够尽情的享受他们的生活。
Resident wellness is built on creating supportive communities.
那么要能够让这些居民享受他们的生活呢就我们很需要就建造一个就是很好的支持的环境氛围。
This involves the residents, family, and team members.
那么这个需要这里的居民住者和他们的家庭还有我们的团队一起来努力
Next slide Spiritual care is very important to Baptist housing
灵里的关顾对 Baptist housing 来说是非常重要的
Baptist housing has chaplains in all of our different residences
我们的 Baptist housing 呢在所有的这些住场所当中都有提供院牧
Chaplains provide that spiritual support to our residents, families, and team members.
啊，岳牧为我们居住在其中的长者，还有啊家庭，还有我们的团队来提供属灵的帮助。
Spiritual care is at the core of who Baptist Housing is.
属灵的关顾是我们啊 Baptist Housing 的一个核心。
Next slide, please. Our team values demonstrate who Baptist Housing is.
我们的整个一个团队都很珍视我们 Baptist Housing 的定义。
Our team members live out their values through servant leadership.
他们通过啊在服事当中啊能够啊起领袖的表率作用来活出他们的这个价值。
Compassion.
啊，蛮有热情。
Honesty.
也很诚实。
Respect.
尊重。
Innovation.
啊，富有创造力。
Stewardship.
啊，和做神的好管家。
Team member work.
团队活啊，团队精神。
And as you can see in the slide, and fun.
大家也可以在这个 PowerPoint 当中看到，也是可以很活泼的，很有趣的。
I happen to be Charlie Chapman in this picture.
在这个图片里，这个卓别林就是这位 Howard.
And many of the team members didn't recognize me because I didn't talk to them.
那很多的这个团队的人员，他们并没有认出我来，因为我没有跟他们说话。
We take our work seriously.
我们很认真的工作。
But we realize it's important to not take ourselves seriously.
但是我们也知道很重要的，我们不要太自以为是。
In the future, we're going to have more information meetings.
在接下来的日子里，我们会有更多的能够跟大家提供信息的环节。
The next meeting that we have with you will focus on.
那么我们下一个要和大家一起开的会会关注在。
The design and a presentation from the architect.
啊，是建筑方面的设计和展示。
This will be followed by a second meeting.
然后还有第二个会议。
Where Baptist Housing will share.
然后我会和大家分享。
The project financing.
是这个项目的财务方面的问题。
Life lease and affordable housing.
关于终身租赁和可负担租屋
and a timeline
和这个时间
Baptist Housing's partnership goal with Oak Ridge Baptist Church
我们 Baptist Housing 和信望爱堂来合作的我们的目标
is to leverage our collective strength
是能够把我们双方可利用的资源都一起尽量应用起来
To advance God's kingdom.
来推广神的事工。
With Oak Ridge Baptist Church.
和暨信望爱堂。
We have an opportunity.
一起我们有这样一个机会。
To collectively impact.
和共同来影响。
The Oak Ridge community.
这个 Oak Ridge 这个社区。
With the message of the love of Jesus.
有让他们传把神的爱的信息传递给他们。
This would be accomplished through
这只能通过
the redevelopment of Oak Ridge Baptist Church into a vibrant church
把现有的这个信望爱堂能够重建成为一个富有活力的教会来实现
and a place to live
也是一个充满活力的居住的地方。
The next slide shows how you can learn more about Baptist Housing.
在这个 slide 上面，你可以看到一个链接，帮助大家能够更多的了解 Baptist Housing.
Thank you so much for your time.
谢谢大家的时间。